Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm just grand, and you brought a very important guest with you.
We brought the most important person here on the campus of A&M Commerce, the President, Dr. Dan Jones.
Dr. Jones, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. What a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you, and I've been told you're a regular listener, so.
You bet. Every morning when I'm performing my toilet.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, the reason that Dr. Jones is here is there's an event coming up Sunday, February 21st, and it is in his name and his wife, Jelena Jones' name, Lavelle. So.
Yes, we have the fourth annual Dan and Jelena Jones Education Awards program, John Mark. We will bring in about 150 kids from Commerce, ISD, Greenville, Campbell, Cooper, Sulphur Springs. It's just a wonderful event, and the organization, the Hunt County African American Leadership Council, is very pleased that the president and his wife have allowed us to use their names with this program.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Jones, this has been going on for a little while now.
Yes, it has. It's been 4 years as the Jelena and Dan Jones Educational Awards Ceremony, and there was a year prior to that, before it was branded, I guess is the way to say it. Mm-hmm. But Jelena and I are just so deeply honored to be associated with this event and thankful to be part of it. It truly is it's a community gathering. It's a celebration of why this university exists, and that is excellence in all respects, especially education.
Lavelle, how did this come to be?
Well, of course, the organization I work with, our motto is to be a positive voice in an all too often negative world. And one of our emphases is in the area of education. And I've got with the local superintendents, Blake Cooper or Don Jeffries or Mike Lamb over in Sulphur Springs, and presented the idea to them. And, of course, they embraced it. And not only did they embrace it, Commerce Community Cares, the Hunt Regional Medical Center, State Representative Dan Flynn. These are folks who have gotten behind this program because we're trying to do something for these young people so that they can see that we value and appreciate them. When you have 150 kids coming in with their grandparents and their great-grandparents, and we pack out the student center with over 900 to 1,000 people in attendance, it's a wonderful program on campus. And I always share with the president, when you see one of these young kids coming from Commerce or whatever school district, with their Sunday best on, proudly walking down the aisle, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Jones, this is kind of an example of catching them being good. Huh?
Exactly, yeah. I think all too often, of course, we all know the bad kids get a lot of attention in a negative sort of way. And unfortunately, that attention tends to distract all of the energy that we might be spending recognizing the good kids, the ones doing the wonderful things, the ones that do what we want them to do, and not just what we want them to do, but a little more and a little more and a little more. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity to recognize those kids, and it means so much. And the longer we do this program, the more deeply this lesson becomes kind of embedded in my soul, that how important it is to recognize everybody, but especially young people, for doing their best, for striving after excellence. And after the ceremony, it's so gratifying because so many of these young people that, with their grandparents or big brother or sister, whoever it is in tow, come up and they line up and they want to get a picture with me and Jelena. And they say, I've heard this several times, this is the first award that, Juan or Robert or whoever it is has ever received, and he is so proud.
And they won't forget it.
And they will not forget it.
Yeah. Right. We're talking with Dr. Dan Jones, President of A&M Commerce, and Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling, about the Dan and Jelena Jones Educational Award Ceremony coming up Sunday, February 21st. Now, the awards are not just for academics.
That's right. That's right.
It's all kinds of things.
Excellence in anything associated with their education. It can be athletics. It can be musicianship, creativity of one kind or another, service, volunteering, whatever it is that their peers and their teachers feel that they're doing just above and beyond the call of duty. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jones, not a bad thing for university to bring these kids and their families on campus.
We want them to know that this university is here for them as early as possible in their young lives. I've actually had kids say, well, you mean we can go on it? It's not like private property. I won't get arrested. And I said, no, this university is a public state university. Yeah. It exists for you. You all are part owners. So, if we can get them here as young people and get them to thinking of themselves as young lions, odds go way up that they're going to come to school here in a few years.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Dan and Jelena Jones Educational Award Ceremony Sunday, February 21st in the Sam Rayburn Student Center.
Yes, starts at 2:30.
Good. Lavelle and Dr. Jones, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Hot chocolate.
I told you to bring Lavelle the hot chocolate, please, not the coffee.
I'll take his coffee.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDC.